Okie dokie.
All right.
Well, this has been a fun conversation.
It's only because you have a cough.
I have a cold.
Oh, yeah, it's winter over there.
Yeah, it's really winter over here.
Is it? Oh.
It's like 4 feet of snow winter.
Oh, I miss the snow.
It's pretty freezing.
You're probably a bit over that.
Yeah, it's all of a whopping 6 degrees right now, so.
I got my air conditioning on. It's too humid and hot here right now.
Oh my god, that's what that girl said to me yesterday. She told me it was 30 something Celsius, which is like in the 90s. Here for Fahrenheit, and I was like, oh my god, I'm like,
and humid, so you're just like disgustingly hot.
Ugh, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's not like California nice dry heat, it's like Hawaii melt your hair heat.
Melt your hair, I like that. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Alrighty. I'll have to remember that one. Alright, that's enough, Mary. You can stop now. Okay. I'll talk to you after.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Mary.
Sure. Good morning.
Good evening. How are you, Alice?
As always, and yourself?
I'm fine. We're in different time zones, so it's very, well, actually, you're right. It is morning here. It's 12:30. I'm calling because I have been well and truly flung right off my hamster wheel.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah, things have changed a lot since I last talked to you. So, I have a few questions first that I thought I'd get out of the way, if that's all right.
Very well.
I'm wondering, what is my husband's essence name?
Essence name. Ronan. R-O-W-N-A-N.
Ronan. That's a nice name. Now, he and I were trying to figure out what his intent was, and we discussed this together, and the only pattern we saw throughout his life was about exploring an adventure involving teamwork and operation of machines. He likes to fly planes and learn to dive, and so we thought it had something to do with adventure, but also cooperatively with teamwork.
Teamwork and mechanics. The mechanics of teamwork and the mechanics of things.
Oh, we're well-suited, aren't we? Because mine is very similar. The mechanics of how things work.
Correct.
Hmm. The mechanics of teamwork. Oh, he'll be happy to hear that. I'll tell him that. Now, I have the impression that I have had many focuses as a Native Indian in Canada or where they have animal totems. But ever since I was a kid, I've often seen people as a totem animal or an animal that represents their energy. Would this be correct?
Yes.
Okay, now can people actually have an animal that represents them like a totem animal?
Yes.
Oh, So for my essence, would they be the eagle and the bear?
You incorporate one that is representative of your essence and one as representative of your focus.
Okay, I feel like my focus is the owl.
Correct.
I've got them hanging all over my house. Okay, and for the for my essence, would it be the eagle?
Yes.
Okay, of course. All right, now, for my husband, is his essence the turtle and his focus the otter?
Correct.
I got those hanging on the wall, too. Isn't that funny? There's no such thing as coincidences. This is fun. Another question for my mom is she would like to know the number of focuses she has. How many male and how many female?
Numbering of focuses. And the ratio of male to female is approximately 2/3 female, 1/3 male.
Oh, she's right. That's what she thought. And her essence color?
And the impression?
Her impression is that it's light pink. Now, I'm not sure if it's her focus color or not, but my impression that it was... Well, her impression, she said it was mauve. My impression is I see it deeper pinky color other than mauve, but I might be wrong.
Essence color is mauve. Focus color would be more of a dark rose.
And that's the one I was seeing. Okay. Okay. Now, she feels quite strongly that she's in final focus. Is this correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And I'm wondering, is my father in transition now? Because I had an image of like a... It was like a bluey helix, and it was in the living room over the fireplace, and over the television, sorry, and my husband couldn't see it, but I could see it, and I heard my dad just saying that he'd be out of contact for a little while, and I wouldn't be able to talk to him anymore. So I'm wondering if he went into transition.
Yes.
So does that mean that I won't be able to connect with his energy now?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But it would be more difficult for him to be responding.
All right, okay.
Not that it is impossible, but it would be more difficult.
Okay. And I'm wondering, how many future focuses do I have, and are any aware of me?
You incorporate quite a few future focuses. Presently, approximately 400.
Oh, jeez.
And are any of them aware of you? Yes.
Well, I'll have to explore that now because now I'm curious. Now I'm wondering, are any of those future focuses scientists? Because I've been listening to the physicists, at least I think the physicists, talking on the webpage, and it's their conversations with you, and it's kind of weird because I can understand what they're saying, but I've never done that form of science before.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, When we last spoke, we reviewed three avenues that I had created for my future that I could see as being reasonable options for housing and places to live. And this is what threw me off my hamster wheel, because I got completely blown away by what happened. We discussed whether I move up to the Sunshine Coast and start my house retreat and naturopath business of treating animals and people, or I stay in the house I'm currently living in, or I move to the cottage we are renovating on 10 acres out in the country, and I would remain there while my husband is away, and run the current clinic that I'm running. Now, since I spoke with you last, a house that I really liked that seemed perfect came available up on the coast. We bid heavily on it. We even stretched ourselves out of our financial comfort zone because we thought we really wanted it, and yet we were still unsuccessful. So that house that seemed and felt like the perfect scenario was not to be. And the house I'm currently in sold quickly, and we are now in the throes of renovating the cottage to have it livable for me to move into. So this outcome is totally unexpected. It's completely thrown a monkey wrench into that little spinning hamster wheel. And I felt finished at my clinic and with this area in general. I felt ready to go somewhere new. Moving to the cottage did not feel good. I thought the impulse I was receiving was to move on. So my first question is, can you please explain how I managed not to secure the house up on the coast? Was it really not what I wanted, or did I have some belief systems in there that sabotaged my creating that into my reality?
No. Let me express to you, at times, in moving forward in your own direction, you may create some elements in that direction that initially appear or seem to be what you do not want. But let me also remind you that in whatever direction you move, your energy does not distinguish between comfortable or uncomfortable. It merely attracts what matches it. And at times, in your process, you may generate some elements of that process that initially may be confusing or may seem to not be what you want, but in actuality they become an avenue for you to create what you want.
Right.
And they become a benefit, although you may not recognize that initially.
Okay.
Therefore, I would express to you, no, not securing the other house was not an action involving some beliefs that were blocking you, or that you actually did not want that house. That was not the case.
Okay.
Your feelings and your impressions in regard to that house were correct, but this is a matter of moving you in your direction of empowering yourself and of being directing of yourself and exploring your abilities and expanding your abilities. And in generating that energy in your process, moving to the other house may be more beneficial.
I had a question I was going to ask later, but I think I'll ask it now because it kind of ties into what you were just saying. Where is it? I just got to find it on my pages here. Oh, the question was is that while I'm living at that house and my husband is away, I was going to have a lot of time to myself for this expansion that you call it, and I no longer wish to be fearful of my own power, but wish to expand my abilities in energy work and assist others in their healing and to be able to assist animals. But from that, I don't feel like I know where to start. I know the answers are no longer in coursework because I don't feel... When I'm sitting in a course, I don't feel like I'm learning anything new. So is there anything you can recommend to increase my abilities and my channeling abilities?
I would suggest that you practice actually engaging these abilities and experimenting with what is comfortable for you and experimenting with your own new additions and inventions, building upon what you know, and in that allowing yourself to be more creative and allowing yourself to expand. In that, it is beneficial to actually engage your abilities. Even if you are engaging your abilities in a playful manner, in which you are not necessarily engaging a business yet, but allowing yourself to practice with what is incorporated around you.
I don't understand what you mean by that last sentence. Around me, like people, my friend?
Individuals, creatures, whatever is available around you, allow yourself to practice with. That does not always require the other individual to actively participate. You can practice in energy without the objective awareness of the other individual. And creatures are always willing to participate.
Okay. I had an interesting experience that kind of ties in with that. I was typing up that last question on the computer, and I decided I wanted to take my dogs for a walk. And during the walk, my dog experienced what I believe to be a larynx spasm, where she has difficulty breathing, and she gets quite panic and makes this horrible noise, and she has to stop walking and just is sucking air really loudly. I put my hand over her neck and I just pictured her throat relaxing and her having nice easy breaths, and then I felt myself have this shift of energy, which for me it comes with a big yawn, similar to what happens when a person's energy shifts when I'm doing kinesiology. And her spasm stopped and she just walked on. And I had a distinct impression that was an example showing me of how I can already help animals in stress. And that somehow you were involved in that example, because when I sat back at my computer, there was some definite chuckling and it wasn't mine.
You are correct.
Is that true?
Yes, you are correct.
Well, that was a good one.
And I will express to you that you can practice with manipulating energy in relation to creatures, even if they are not domesticated creatures.
How manipulating?
Manipulating your energy. Notice what is around you in your environment, and in that there are many creatures in your environment that are not necessarily domesticated creatures, and you can practice manipulating energy, not necessarily always in association with healing, but as practice in manipulating energy, and also practicing being playful with that manipulation of energy, such as, hypothetically, you could notice a bird. And as you watch the bird, you can playfully manipulate energy to connect with the bird, to encourage it to either fly or to hop.
And this is going to be fun.
In that, you are not forcing the creature to engage the action, but in projecting your energy to it, you can be influencing in an encouragement to the creature to engage an action that it is not presently doing. Or you can project energy and manipulate it in a manner to encourage the creature to generate a sound and respond to your sounds.
I think I might have done that one before unintentionally. Okay, that's something that I'll have some fun with. Thanks for that. That's kind of exciting. I like that idea. I've had a bit of a setback with the whole animal healing thing. recently I had an incident with my animals again, and I was quite shocked and really distressed. My rooster Jack that I really liked, and he's the kind of rooster that you could call him and he would come running. He was a very weird rooster. He was injured quite badly, and he had an injury to his head and his abdomen that resulted in a bad infection and a really horrible death, and it was really upsetting for me, because I felt like somehow I missed something or I neglected him. And that same day, I had to put a hen down due to her leg problem. So I'm wondering several things. I need to know what attacked the rooster and what is affecting my hen's legs and what they are reflecting, because I'm upset by their ill health, and at the same time I feel helpless. I'm wondering if it's genetic.
With the hens?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
You are inquiring if the manifestation with the hens is genetic?
Yes. It's a bumblefoot.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And with the rooster, can you tell me what attacked him?
a smaller creature that burrows.
It burrows.
Under the ground.
Type of lizard, maybe?
No, it is a mammal.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But
now, was there a message in all of this for me? Because it happened to my two favorite, and I don't know if they're favorites, but I do. My two favorite creatures that are down there in the hen yard.
First of all, it is an example to you that creatures do engage their own choices, and that when they choose to disengage, regardless of your abilities in healing, you may not necessarily be successful. Regardless of your choice or your want for the creature to continue, is their choice when they will disengage. And they are aware of that. In this also, I would express that these creatures chose to be disengaging purposefully, although it has created distress with you. The reason that they have chosen to disengage was to allow you more time framework to be engaging in different directions. Therefore, not incorporating themselves as a distraction or a responsibility. Allowing you to move in new directions.
Oh, so is there a likelihood that I'll lose more hens because I have a fair few of them?
Presently, that is not a strong potential.
Oh, that's so good. What a relief. I hate having to put an animal down. It's just horrible.
But this is also an element of your practice.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I didn't have a choice with the rooster. He had maggots eating his flesh wound. It was awfully gross, but yeah, I'm just glad my husband was here because he did it for me. With my spoon. I just couldn't handle it. All right, well, I don't understand why a creature would want to do something like that for me and put themselves through what that rooster put himself through. But if he was choosing to be disengaging that way, I can't say anything about it. But I hope that the way he chose to go with his illness wasn't to teach me something, because that was really horrible.
Let me express to you, my friend. Creatures in like manner to yourselves choose the manner in which they will die. And not every death is pleasant.
No, I know.
And not every death is quick or what you would term to be easy. This is an illustration to you in association with that choice of death for them in your movement in energy work, so to speak. It is quite likely that you will encounter some individuals that are choosing to create dis-ease for the purpose of death. In that, it is important, as we have discussed previously, for you to practice with your abilities in recognizing energies and incorporate the ability to discern what the intention of an individual or creature is. But this creature offered you a vivid illustration of choices of death that you may not necessarily understand and may be distressing to you, but it is a reality. Every individual and every creature chooses the manner in which they shall disengage. And each manner that an individual or a creature disengages is suited, so to speak.
Is what? Sorry, I didn't get that last word. Suited?
Yes.
Okay.
To that being, an individual that chooses to be mauled by a bear and partially consumed is choosing that type of death in relation to their personality, so to speak, and in association with their beliefs. Now, creatures do not incorporate beliefs, therefore that would not be an influence in their choice of death, but their choice is also suited to them, to their energy, to their personality, and many times, if they are interactive with humans, there can also be a factor of their energy in conjunction with the human energy that they interact with.
Right. Well, I guess the way he died sort of did suit his personality, because he seemed to be a very brave, glorious animal, and the way he died wasn't glorious, but it certainly was brave that he chose that way to go. So, yeah, I can kind of see that. In line with what you were just saying, I have this friend who has a son, and he's severely mentally and physically handicapped after a birth trauma. His name is Alex, and it appears he's chosen a life confined to a body that is slowly twisting from scoliosis, and this is causing him much pain, and the doctors want to do a spinal surgery. When did I feel that we just have this impression that it's his final focus, and we both have a feeling that he's chosen not to stay around much longer. We're wondering, to help Wendy make make a decision about her son's surgery, because the surgery is quite brutal and will involve a long recovery. She needs more information about what her son is experiencing, so she feels so that she can make a decision for him, because he's not able to do that. She just needs some insight into where he's at, and because we feel like he's kind of half here, but he's half not. Like he hears stuff, but energetically he feels like he's only partially here. If that makes sense.
I'm understanding, and I would express that your assessment is correct. But that is not to say that he is not participating in this reality. He is choosing to participate in more than one reality simultaneously, which is unusual, but it is not entirely rare.
Okay.
And in this, I would express at this point, he is not engaging an intention of disengaging, that he is continuing to explore in his manner this reality simultaneous to other realities. What he is doing, in a manner of speaking, is exploring the energies of different realities. And the similarities and the differences of them.
That's interesting.
And also exploring partially the differences or the similarities of physical expressions of different realities.
So in being allowing animals, creatures, and people to be choosing their own path or destiny or experiences, it would probably be most beneficial if Wendy let him continue with what he's doing, because his body is slowly changing, and obviously he would be participating in that.
Let me express to you, when you as individuals generate a decision or a choice that you perceive is being generated for another individual or for a creature that involves some type of alteration of the creature or of an individual, and you cannot obtain permission, I am quite understanding how this creates confusion in you as individuals, for you automatically question whether it is right to engage decisions regarding any type of alteration to another being without their consent. But let me express to you, you are participating with the other being's energy. This is an important factor. When you present to yourselves some avenue that may involve some alteration to another being, that is not a presentment in randomness.
All right.
When you are presented with the idea or the situation to alter a creature reproductively.
Yeah.
That is not a random presentment that you offer to yourself. The creature is participating with you. The creature is expressing an energy with you.
Okay.
In that, if the creature chooses not to be altered, it will project an energy to you which will influence you to not engage that action. You will assume that it is entirely your decision. You will think that it is associated with your beliefs, and in some capacity it is, but more so, your choice is being influenced by the energy that is being projected, and the same occurs with individuals. If you are interacting with an individual that cannot communicate with you, and you generate a presentment to yourself in relation to this individual that offers you an opportunity to alter some physical manifestation with that individual that in the presentment is expressed that it can be beneficial, your choice to engage that decision will be influenced by the other individual's energy. Therefore, in response to your statement and your question of whether to engage the surgery or not, or whether it would be beneficial to not engage the surgery and allow the individual to continue in his manifestation. He will continue in his manifestation regardless. What I would express to you is to pay attention to what is being expressed in intuition, for that is the area in which you will recognize the other individual's energy and what their influence is.
That's interesting. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. I think that will really help Wendy because she's very aware of her intuition.
Very well.
So I think that will be heaps of information that can help her, and I think it will lessen her confusion. It also helps me with some intuitive nudges that I get when I'm working with people and they're asking for me to help them with something as well, because I can apply it to a lot of different situations. So thanks for that.
Yes, and also remember, whatever choice is engaged, it is not wrong.
Right.
There is...
That is something that's very important.
Therefore, it is not a matter of inflicting any choice upon the other individual, which is an important factor for them in paying attention to what is the stronger urging that is the indicator of what direction the other individual's energy is moving in.
Okay. All right. I'll share that with her. I think that'll really help. It might be confusing for her at first, but she'll get the message soon enough.
I would agree.
All right. Now, okay. Another question about houses, because they're driving me nuts. So the sale of our house, the house that we just recently sold, it went really fast. And then at the last minute, the other couple got their lawyer involved over petty items on a building inspection that were really not a concern on a 16-year-old house. And wanted to come down in price, so not to lose the sale. Can you tell me what that compromise was about? Because I felt really anxious and ripped off. Is it about me not trusting my own abilities?
It is a matter of you not holding to your confidence. And in that, moving into a compromise.
Okay.
And the reason that that feels uncomfortable is that compromise is an opposing energy.
Right. Okay. I kind of felt that slip, that actually I know what you're talking about because I was aware when that happened. Okay. Now, there's something weird about this house that I'm going to live in, and I know you're saying it could be work out to be quite beneficial for me. Some weird events are happening out there. This cottage is on nice land. This is the one we're renovating. But it's being stripped to its bare bones and kind of made new. It was built in 1889, so it sort of had to be. It's almost like my husband's having a midlife crisis, and this renovation project was almost like reinventing himself. And I'm excited that he's excited, but I saw the whole project as taking time away from me, focusing on my goals and increasing my ability with channeling, et cetera, et cetera. Further, when I'm out there, I feel like I should not be around while it is being renovated, like I'm not wanted there. I have a lot of back pain and bloating after a day of work. And a friend told me, he's a bit of a medium, I guess you'd call it, or I don't know what you call it. He told me he had a picture flash in his mind of seeing me in a wheelchair after an accident at the house while it was undergoing renovations. And he said, just take it as a warning or a further hint that I'm not to participate in the renovation. So I feel like when the cottage is done, it'll be like a little cocoon over the winter that I can putter in, do my garden, work on my channeling stuff, do my energy healing, whatever. But right now, I feel like it's actually Tim's place. I'm not supposed to be there. Am I correct in this assessment?
I would express to you, listen to yourself. Pay attention to these messages that you are offering to yourself and listen. And in that, you are offering yourself considerable impressions. Do not dismiss them.
Okay. The whole renovation thing, was it about Tim, or I know it's my reality and I create it, but in this instance, was it his thing, his project, and mine later?
Yes. Okay. And also, in association with yourself, it has provided an opportunity for you to genuinely listen to your intuition and your impressions and heed them.
Right, okay. Yeah, that one about the wheelchair was kind of scary. It was like a big slap in the face. Pay attention. Okay, now the other one is, my lease came due on my clinic earlier than I remember. Like, literally, I thought it was several months from now, and I got an email saying, hello, your lease is coming due, and they want to raise the rent. And this is a place that I've been feeling like I'm finished there, but this place is a place I created, and it has all my tools in it and all my herbs and potions, and it's my employment. It's what gives me money. And that makes my husband happy. I'm just wondering, is my impression that I'm done at that clinic correct? And I thought of exploring a multimodality clinic so that I'm not living alone and working alone. But my urge for the longest time has just been to work at home. But I have this fear that it's so far out in the blooming countryside that no one's going to want to drive there. So I'll have a loss of learning experiences from the people that come in my door and a loss of income. I'm asking a lot of questions at once. Sorry, I always do that.
This is a matter of trust and of practicing expressing your confidence, trusting your ability, and not creating unnecessary obstacles. You are projecting that energy that other individuals will not want to travel to you. That is not necessarily correct. Do not create obstacles that are not necessary in projecting an energy to thwart yourself before you begin.
Yeah, I'm kind of good at that.
I would express that.
Yeah, it's like projecting fear into the future so I can deal with it later. How dumb is that?
Exactly. I would express to you that your impressions are correct, which is obvious, in that you are moving in new directions, which we have been discussing, and you are moving more and more into your own new direction. You already incorporate the intention of what you want to do. Begin doing it.
Okay. All right. Now, there is some other confusion around that, just because of the little time boxes that we so love to stick ourselves in here. The last time we spoke, at our last conversation, you mentioned that moving to live and work in Saudi Arabia would be a good option for me and my husband, as we are well matched energetically to the country, and it was an option that I created to keep us together. Alternatively, his current employment would separate us possibly for years, but now I don't feel the same urge to go there as I did a few months ago, mostly because it involves leaving the newly renovated house, moving my two dogs, and I'm projecting all this fear yet again into the future about, that Saudi is quite restrictive, the compound's far out from the city. It's the same scenario as here, geez. Oh my god, I just realized that. Switch that light bulb on.
Which may be quite influencing of why you are generating this confusion and another hamster wheel, for you are generating the same association.
Right. Now, if I was to stay at Pine Mountain and work with creatures and whatnot, it would mean a longer separation with my husband if he didn't get offered the job back in Brisbane, because he's gone now, he's moved away. But Saudi would keep us together. However, Saudi situation has changed in that the men are working 6 days a week there now, and Tim's really unhappy about that. And I'm concerned about his unhappiness, and and Saudi no longer matching his intention or my intention. And it would be to put a lot of energy into this cottage and setting up a place there, only to have to shift to Saudi Arabia in 5 months. It feels rather exhausting.
Once again, I will express to you, listen to your intuition, and allow yourself to be present, my friend, rather than projecting in many different directions and anticipating and speculating. Allow yourself to be present. Engage your process and allow it to unfold, rather than attempting to anticipate every move of its unfolding.
Okay.
If
I find that difficult. I mean, I can give it a try. I do worry about my partner's reaction when he says, in his Australian accent, "Bloody hell, woman, you just set up something at Pine Mountain and now we're moving to Saudi Arabia."
I would express to you, pay attention to you and allow your partner to generate his direction. Stop worrying.
Okay.
Allow him to generate his direction. He will choose. And if he is dissatisfied with the direction that he chooses, he can alter that.
Okay. So I'll just focus on what I want to do right now, in the moment, and I'll incur the wrath of Tim with with less enthusiasm. And he can figure out the rest of it himself. That's what I'll do. I'll take your advice. Thank you. All right. I'm running out of time, so Mary will need to stop soon. I just have a couple quick questions. One important one is that, I don't know if it's a quick question or not, but in the last 3 years, my marriage survived a long separation with my husband's employment, and my father died, and that grief affected me quite badly. I'm afraid I was kind of a cranky old horse to live with. And I feel like there's a rather large risk that's almost driven a wedge between myself and my partner. And basically, in the last few months, we've nitpicked at each other, but it resolves quickly because we're sort of working as a team again. What I'm struggling with is the lack of sexual attraction towards him, and I think he feels the same, but he denies it. It's been so long since we've been intimate that I now feel awkward about it, and I see him almost as a friend. I mean, I wonder if he's the right partner for me, but even though I feel like he's a great friend, a fun companion, I can't see myself with anyone else. And yet I have these beliefs and thoughts about what marriage should be, and I feel like I question, is, you know, am I missing out on something that I should be maybe just exploring with somebody else? Because a marriage should have passion. I mean, I know these are all shoulds that I'm putting on a marriage, but can you kind of, I don't know.
I would also express that it is not entirely a should, but your association with your preferences.
Yeah, I would like to feel desired by someone else. And I, in turn, would like to feel some sort of desire towards them. But at the same time, I have this beautiful relationship with someone who can tolerate my mood swings and my channeling stuff, and he's a logical, science-minded guy, and he just looks at me and goes, "What the hell are you doing?" But he puts up with it. He doesn't complain.
I would express to you, pay attention to what you are doing now. And I am understanding of your distress in this matter, but remember, all that you do is interconnected. Therefore, if you are moving in your own empowering direction, and you are generating more of your own comfort and satisfaction and confidence, and expressing yourself more and trusting yourself more, each step that you engage influences every direction of your life, so to speak.
Oh, I just had an image in my head of a rock in a pond going rippling outward.
Yes. Mm. And in that, what you do in one direction affects what you do in other directions. I would suggest to you that you not complicate and compound your situation with addressing too many situations simultaneously. Allow yourself to move in one direction and the other expressions will move in alignment. They will resolve themselves in the process.
Mm-hmm.
For although it appears surfacely that you may be engaging one direction, that may be the main focus and your center, but you are in your process addressing too many different subjects simultaneously.
Okay.
This is the reason that I expressed to you, allow for the direction to unfold. Pay attention to the process rather than the outcome and be present. And in that, all of these subjects will be being addressed to and will unfold to your benefit rather than cluttering yourself in thinking of many different subjects and confusing yourself as to how to address to all of these subjects in the same time framework. They will naturally be addressed to as you unfold your process. And
now, does this whole me trying to focus in all these different directions, almost like a little sparkler zooming out in every direction, is that what has caused the hormone imbalance we were talking about last time and the weight gain? Because you said it was like a pressure cooker scenario from too many choices.
Yes, I would agree.
So if I focus just on the next year of having the year to myself, doing my channeling abilities and my healing abilities that I enjoy, and not worrying about the rest of it, and how if I'm making money and where my clinic is, that problem will resolve as well?
Yes.
Oh, won't that be a relief? Okay. In relation to that pressure cooker and weight gain, I started taking iodine recently, and I noticed this huge loss of fluid. But I also started taking it right when Tim left, right when he moved away. Was it the iodine or him moving away?
Both. For the chemical was your focal point or your symbol?
My what?
Your physical symbol. Of his move.
Interesting. Because I just felt, I woke up, he left yesterday. I woke up this morning, I had no more back pain. I felt like my clothes were hanging on me, like a lot looser, and I'd lost all this bloating in my hands and my feet. I haven't been tired all day. There's not this fatigue hanging over me, and I just did what I wanted all day long in every moment of the day. I did what I felt like in the moment. And I thought, oh my gosh, is this what I'm supposed to feel like?
Pay attention. This is a significant example to yourself. And it is worthy of your attention. This is the feeling of freedom.
Yeah, it really was. And it's not that Tim wasn't here, but I had nothing pulling on my energy or distracting me or interrupting me.
Correct. Which allows you to be directing of you.
Right. So when I'm around other people, do I allow their energy to influence my direction excessively, everyone?
Not excessively, but to an extent, yes.
So I'm like Play-Doh. I'm easily manipulated. Oh, that's going to have to change. Definitely. Oh, well, thank you, Elias. I feel so much better. I think I can manage a smaller hamster wheel now. At least I'm not laying on the ground flat out with my energy. One day I'll get off the hamster wheel altogether. It'll be good. I like your Ferris wheel analogy, by the way, that was on the internet. I still haven't figured out how the heck you get to the center of it. But I like the idea of being in the center and looking out at all the carts rather than cart hopping. One day I'll figure it out how to get there, but yeah.
I will express an encouragement to you. You are well upon your way.
Am I? Oh, that's a relief to know. That's good to know. Sometimes you just think, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this? And I'm sure all those why questions are flying up to the cosmos and driving me crazy, but really, it's a good question. When you just stop and go, why the hell am I doing this? But yeah, anyway, your insight is much appreciated, my friend. It really is.
You are very welcome. And I express tremendous...
I'm going to say goodnight because my time is up.
I express tremendous appreciation to you also. And remember, I am always present with you.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I'm not always aware when you're there. Sometimes I have imagery of a portly man in a top hat. I don't know why I picked that one. Did I know you from a past life or something? Were you dressed like that?
Yes.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, that's where it's from. Well, that's funny. Okay.
Very well, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting and your progress.
Thank you.
In tremendous lovingness to you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.